You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me a slanger? I just want to see the Swedish bikini team let their dark roots grow out and trade in their skimpy skivvies for baggy turtlenecks. It's how this new mamby-pamby, Miss Goody-Two-Shoes, pimply-boobed Surgeon General we got, Miss Antonio Nirvana or something like that, wants to take issue with everything that's fun in life. Yeah, now she's got her white lab coat all in a wad over teenage drinking. She says all forms of alcoholic beverages should be required to label their cans. She wants to label something like this. Warning, use of this product could cause severely impaired judgment, may alter your mood or kill brain cells, could weaken your inhibitions and cause you to engage in sexual behaviors you're not ready for yet, and if consumed in large quantities, may also lead to puking. Well, I hate to be the one to inform this good lady general there, but them seems to be exactly the reason kids want to booze. Hell, you get some teenager to read a beer label, guaranteed everything from risky sex to fewer brain cells to spilling his cookies, you got yourself the most successful advertising campaign in history. Now, if she really wanted to discourage underage drinking, she ought to call for warning labels that tell dangers like they really are. How's this sound? Warning, use of this product will most likely lead to screwing up your senses so bad you'll wind up doing the backseat mambo with some ugly young broad in dire need of orthodontic work and facial electrolysis, and quicker than you can scream home pregnancy test, her daddy's marching you down the aisle with a pistol in your ribs, forcing you to slip that ring on her finger and promising I do. In other words, my life story. Wake up, America! You know, a picture's worth a thousand words, so maybe they ought to shelf that warning label idea and try pasting a picture of my old lady Pearl on every beer can. Kind of like skull and crossbones. I'm Earl Pitts, American. Pee yourself.